ってか。
マイクス。Turn on your mics. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. It is 7 p.m., and this meeting is called to order. If we'll all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and invocation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this community and all that live in this community, that we can gather here tonight and do what we think is best for our community. We ask that you provide us the wisdom and the thought to do what is best for the community as a board and as a community that we can come together. We ask that you protect this community from all things and that you make this community a prosperous place to live. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
My name is Lois Hall. I am chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Kristen Pearson, board member.
Shannon Munn, board member.
Ryan Burris, board member.
Okay, this time we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. However, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. When you do wish to speak, please come to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name, and you will be limited to 3 minutes. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board by majority vote. This time I'm going to ask for approval of minutes from April 27, 2022.
Make a motion of approval for minutes of April 27, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, approval for the agenda for tonight's meeting, May 11th, 2022.
Madam Chair, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Can I suggest we move items 3 and 4 to the top? We have some people from out of town that are on county money.
Okay, so we are going to, I need an approval for the agenda to hold combined delete items and move 3 and 4 to the top of the list. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there are no informational items. So at this time, we're going to move on to WC-22-400061. This is Clark County Water Reclamation Waiver of Conditions of a Zone Change for Future Public Facilities, requiring a design review as a public hearing on final plans to address landscaping and buffering. This is intense landscaping from adjacent residents and to address locations of generators on 2.9 acres in a public facility zone in the Moapa Valley Design Overlay District. And also at the same time, DR-22-0220, Clark County Water Reclamation Design Reviews for the following. 1, a lift station, and 2, finished grade for a water reclamation facility on 2.9 acres in the public facility zone in the Moapa Valley Design Overlay, generally located on the south side of Lewis Avenue, 200 feet east of Deer Street within Moapa Valley.
These are the same things that are going to be in the wards.
Okay. Yes, it probably needs to be turned on yet. There we go.
All right. Is it on? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, great. Good evening. I would like to first introduce the team here that we have tonight. So first we've got Scott Hansen, Manager of Design for the Clark County Water Reclamation District. We have Jasmine Cook, Community Outreach for the district. We have our design engineering consultants from GCW, and myself, I'm Kim Adler with Community Outreach and Communications for the district. And tonight, we're here to talk about our lift station project out on Lewis. And I just wanted to preface that this has kind of been the efforts over the last year and a half where we've reached out to different neighbors in the community, and we got their feedback. And the design that you'll see tonight incorporates that feedback. So I'm going to pass it over to Scott Hansen to kind of talk you through the design.
And thank you, Chairperson Hall, Board, for this opportunity to present to you this evening. As Kim said, I'm Scott Hansen with the Clark County Water Reclamation District. And just real brief, the mission of the Water Reclamation District is to collect all the wastewater throughout the unincorporated Clark County. We transport that to our treatment facilities, and we safely treat that to where we can release it back into the environment to meet all federal and state Environmental Protection Agency requirements. So if we're taking both these agenda items together, I was just going to go ahead and do a brief overview of our project completely, and I know there's some waivers that we're asking for this evening. But the project's on Lewis Avenue, and right now we have a lift station. And as you're driving down Lewis Avenue, heading to the east, the pavement ends, and you see like a fenced-in structure that kind of sits in the middle of the street. That's our current lift station. And we pump wastewater from the Moapa Valley from there over to our treatment facility that's over on the east side of the Muddy River. So this project, that lift station was built in 1987, so that's old and needs replaced at this time. So our project, we're going to come in and build a new lift station. The Water Reclamation District, we own the parcel immediately to the south there. So we're going to build a new lift station on that parcel, about 7,500 feet of pipeline over here to our water reclamation facility. So we build dual pipelines, so when we take one down for painting, we can always use the second one, because we operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And we're also going to build a water line too. If anybody's driven along Lewis Avenue out there, you'll see our water lines exposed in several locations. So I'll turn this around, maybe the audience can kind of see this while I'm going on to the next one. So here's a blow up of Lewis Avenue. We have Ms. Kessel lives here to the west, Mr. Chambers lives immediately to the east of us. And here's a fenced in structure that houses our current lift station. So our plan is to rebuild that structure and those facilities on our site. Once they're built in operation, we'll take down the old facility. Most of our pumps and everything will go in an underground vault and sit out here just south of the roadway. But our building, our actual structure, is going to be above ground and somewhat visible. That will house the odor control facility, the generator, and the electrical room. As Kim mentioned, we've coordinated with the neighbors on several occasions out there. Over on the east side, along Mr. Chambers' property, his fence comes over onto our property right now. I'm sure it was built a long time ago. We plan on completely removing that, putting up a new fence, and coordinating with him. We're going to put up a block wall along the stretch where our building is, and then we'll have a ranch-style fence along the back and along the front of his property. The fence on the east side is in good shape. Ms. Kessel's property, so we don't plan on adjusting that or amending that at all. One thing I was going to mention, I knew I was forgetting something back here on this exhibit. We set this building back pretty far from Lewis Avenue because this is more of a utility building or mechanical type of building. And you see the homes of the neighbors are up closer to Lewis Avenue, but they're outbuildings, like their machine shops or garages, they're set further back. So we wanted to blend in and be further back just like our neighbors are. One of the things that we're asking for a waiver for this evening is, when this came to the board, I'm not sure, maybe 10 years ago or so, it was long before I was with the district, but one of the requirements the board asked for is intense landscaping to buffer the project. Well, we set the building back far from the road, and we really don't think in our current drought conditions intense landscaping is the way to go. But we are planning on putting in 7 trees and about another 24 or my math's not good, 18 shrubs on the parcel. So we'll have some landscaping out front. And once again, as I said, we set the building further back. And we tried to do more of a decorative type of the building, something that would blend in with the neighborhood. So this is our structure, and this is through working through meetings with the neighbors. We're going with some split face block and a little decorative block, and it'll be the sandstone colors to match the current environment. And then a pitched roof. It wouldn't be a flat roof like you'd see on most commercial buildings, but this would be a pitched roof to look more like a residential home. The other waiver, the other item I wanted to talk about tonight too, that I probably need this exhibit again. If you drive along Lewis Avenue, you'll notice that most of these homes along this side of the road, the south side of Lewis, and even the one along the north side of Lewis, they sit up several feet above Lewis Avenue. This area floods when it rains. So everybody has set their homes up a couple of feet, and either have steps to get up into their homes, or their driveway ramps up to get up into their homes. And then along each side of their homes, or along each side of the property lines, they allow the water to just flow around and continue to the south. We intend to do the same thing. We're going to set our building up, I believe it's 40 inches above the current grade, and then along each side of our property, the floodwaters will just continue around our building and continue to the south. And that was one of the other items on the list that we're asking for this evening. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions from the board?
I'm assuming this is downspacing lighting.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
You got chip seal paving on here. Are you? How much roadway are you paving here?
This is the lighting that's called out in our specification, so it does point just directly down. Right. On the side of our building. Well, that'll be on a dimmer switch too, so it'll be dim most of the time. When the maintenance folks go out there, they'll be able to turn it up so they can see. And yes, thank you for bringing up the chip seal paving. That is something I overlooked as part of my presentation. A lot of the feedback we got from the neighbors, and when you go out there, you see all the slow signs up and down that road. The neighbors are very concerned about dust in this area. So we're gonna continue our chip seal paving down to where it's the National Park Service boundary. So it goes past this exhibit. I needed this one. I believe it's like the last home on Lewis Avenue. There will be impacts during construction. That was something else on my list. Certainly the contractor will have to have a dust control permit and follow the regulations there. Construction hours Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll have the backup alarms and the pumps and things like that. But typical construction. Lewis Avenue actually is a pretty wide street. But he's going to have to dig three different trenches, so there could be times when Lewis Avenue is more narrow, but there's not a lot of traffic out there.
What is the time frame you're looking at for completion and actually beginning also?
That's a very good question. With the board's approval tonight, which we hope to get, we need to go to the Planning Commission board, which is scheduled for June 8th. And then if everything goes well there, we would advertise this project for bids in July. So being a public agency, we have to advertise for bids. Whoever the low bidder, we have to take that back to the board for award. Probably start construction the first part of 2023, and it'll be about an 18-month project.
I guess the only thing else that I would add is I know we're going to be doing construction on that roadway. The unfortunate part of that actually is access to the WMA. So during duck hunting season, that's actually the only access into several of the hunting blinds over there. So I would just ask that we make sure that that's maintained open during that season.
For sure, that's something we can definitely do. We intend to have Lewis Avenue open at all time. Our staff needs to be able to get out here to the treatment plant daily, and we do have one homeowner down here too that has to get up and back. I think the most challenging part will be the bridge across the Muddy River, as it's very narrow. Our proposed project, the contractor will dig pits on each side, like not in the road where the bridge is, but offset from the bridge, and they will jack and bore underneath the Muddy River. So the lead should be at least one lane open at all times on Lewis Avenue.
Okay.
Are there any comments from the public? Okay, at this time, I'm going to open it up for a motion.
I make a motion that we approve both items 3 and 4 on our agenda, WC 22-40061 and BR 220220.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, and thank you for moving us up on the agenda. We all appreciate it.
Okay, at this time, we're going to call for UC 22-0215, Bernie Smith. This is a use permit to allow accessory structures prior to a principal use on 2.3 acres in an RE, rural estate residential zone, within the Moapa Valley Overlay District. This is generally located on the northeast corner of Moapa Valley Boulevard and Hardy Avenue in Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here for this agenda?
Bernie.
Okay, come on up to the...
Yep.
State your name, address.
I'm Bernie Smith. I own 1868 Hardy. That's where the home is I bought. It's 2.5 acres out front. Past 18 years, I owned a body shop in Colorado. Decided to move there here. I own a lot of classic cars and equipment and just lots of stuff. So I'm looking to put in a 50 by 100 building. That's about all I can tell you again.
Okay, so 50 by 100, metal building.
It's going to be, I'm looking at going with the metal, or it's a clary building, it's a wood frame, pole barn basically, metal frame, or metal siding. 14-foot walls, I think the peak comes out to 22 feet, the peak of it will be. I'm planning on leaving the dirt floor. For right now, I mean, eventually down the road, I might put concrete in it, but it's just mainly for storage. So I got the same kind of building in Colorado. It's worked good the last 20 years that I've had it. So that's why I'm going to go with clary again. So, okay. I do plan on putting a concrete apron around it and driveways up to the doors. So.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Any questions from the board?
I just want to make sure you talk. Have you talked to your neighbors at all about it?
Yeah. I've got to know my neighbors really well.
Do you have any opposed to it?
No. My direct neighbors, one's across the street, Mike, which he died here. My other neighbors, I know them all. I've talked to them all about it. You know, they're aware that I want to put it in, and nobody's said anything, you know, that they have any disagreements with me putting it in. So.
At that point, if nobody has anything else, I choose to go with that staff recommendation for approval of this project.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't bite. Pardon?
Do I need to sign that?
Yes, please.
I do?
Yes.
Thank you.
We don't do the bad stuff after you leave.
Yeah. Okay, now we're moving on to WC 22-400044. This is UC 0932-05. Susan Whipple on a waiver of conditions for a use permit for a gravel pit and rock crushing operation to have until July 21st, 2022, to discontinue the use on 35.3 acres in an RU, rural open land, zoned within the Moapa Valley Design Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Bowman Road, the alignment, and on the west side of Mallard Street alignment. This is a half a mile west of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley.
Good evening, Moapa Valley Town Board. Janice Redondo, P.O. Box 1632, Overton. He doesn't look like Susan because this is Scott. Susan's in the audience. I'm happy to be here tonight with a wonderful family that's been doing this a very long time in the Valley. And normally, I would be very quiet and just say, staff recommended approval. We respectfully request you do the same. But there's an odd little thing that happened with staff's recommendation. And I'm, in speaking with the family, they're certainly willing to go either way because they're just looking to get this use permit approved so they can continue what they're doing. But for some reason, the county seems, or county staff, made the note that in the event that some growth happens around the pit in the future, that maybe it wouldn't be an appropriate use, so that if we keep a 10-year or 7-year or whatever they decide review on this, that I guess at some point we can deny it if homes begin to come up against the property. Well, you can, you've seen, I'm sure, in your backup, surrounded by BLM, and then the frontage is entirely family. Now, we know family can do things, but you're not going to miss that that pit is there. And so we've seen things like this happen in the Las Vegas and the urban area where homes encroached on something and turned that into a use that isn't compatible. We just don't feel that way. The Whipples and I feel like they are a compatible use in that area up against the railroad track. It's the cleanest pit. I brought two pictures because Amelia said she didn't think that that was going to work. I've seen a few gravel pits. I've seen some holes in the ground. This place is immaculate. It's beautiful. I went with Scott and his mom yesterday. So we are requesting that you approve this use permit and remove the need for a time limit. We all know use permits are not permanent. You can do a revocation of a use permit. So if code enforcement or growth or whatever may happen, there is a way to address pulling this use permit. This does not make it permanent. It doesn't make it forever. So that's our request to you this evening. And Scott and his mom are here for questions.
Okay. We're opening it up for the public.
If I may make a comment with regard to this issue, I'm a neighbor of the Whipples Pit, and I've never had a trouble at all. I think they're good for our neighborhood and good for our community. I think they their business should be allowed to proceed.
Thank you. Is there any other comments from the public?
Stan Hardy, 3945 Wapaweli Boulevard. I strongly agree that we should do this, and in fact, and normally the review right now would be a review, not a reapplication process. So probably in the beginning, this was a mistake that we should even be here tonight doing this. But on the other hand, this business has been there, hasn't had a problem, has been community-minded and employs people and is our only source of materials in the valley, especially for concrete. Without it, we'd be bringing it in from a long ways, and right now, there's a long line. So at this point, especially, we need that just to sustain our community. And as Janice plainly pointed out, if there ever becomes a problem, there's a review option set in place to review that and look at it without actually putting it in there. So I would support the amendment, I guess, would be there to ask to remove the automatic review in 7 years and just leave it as a standard, or to recommend, to pass on the recommendation to leave the permit as open-ended, or I'm not sure if that's the correct word, yep. But I think so. So anyways, okay. With that, if you have any questions, I live close to the neighborhood myself and have used the services a lot, so thank you for your time. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
David Williams, 75 Wiser Ridge, Owen Williams Yardscapes. We're a small concrete and landscape company. We work exclusively for about the last three and a half years just in Logandale and Overton in Wyoba. I use the services and material daily, every day. It would greatly affect my business if there was an issue not extending it. And we employ 5 full-time employees right here from the Valley and 4 from Vegas. And all of our work's done right here. It's great for us, makes us much more efficient, which in turn helps me be able to price my products more competitively here in the Valley. A lot of products we can't get delivered in a timely manner, if at all, these days. And he does a great job providing material for me. It would really affect my business in a negative way. And I'd strongly support him moving forward, especially without the restrictions. When he told me about the restrictions, I immediately start thinking about our business plan as well. And I know quite a few other businesses as well that would be affected in a negative way. So I'm here to support him this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Jack Nelson, 2250 Wells Road. I live directly adjacent to the pit. I've had no problem with the family being there, and the thing I've noticed about the Whipple family is they support community projects. They support the fair, they support high school events. And so I think he has a good service, a good product, and I would hope that they can continue forward. Thank you.
Any other comments? I'm going to open it up to the board, but I want to say that I agree. It's one of the cleanest gravel pits I've ever seen. There's no dust. The trucks, fantastic. They maintain the roads right. Customer service is fantastic.
I think if we're going to, we have to, some points we have to take a stand as a board. And I think with this, it's directly going to affect the economic development in this valley.
Yes.
And so that's one of the big pushes I know from me for sure and from the commissioner as well, that economic development becomes one of our number one priorities. And so if we take a business and we have to keep approving him every 7 years, he can't make a permanent plan to move forward and to make his business grow and successful. So I think this is one of those points where we're going to have to really push for economic development. So
yes.
I would say that I'm 100% in support of removing any restrictions for him to come back for reapproval on this. I think if there's an issue, we can always revisit that at a later date. But we've been 20 years almost at this site with this permit. I never had an issue, so I don't see the reason why
BLM land surrounds
it. Full approval. Yeah.
Yes. I will ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve WC22400044 UC-0932-05 for Susan Whipple waiver of conditions for a use permit.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And to let you know, we go to the Planning Commission next.
Yes.
Chairman Stone is Marilyn Kirkpatrick's planning commissioner, and I feel pretty confident that he will follow your recommendations, so we really
very
appreciate
good.
It.
Very good.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, there is no general business tonight. So at this time, it's comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction to be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name. Are there any comments from the public? Anything you want to bring before us? Well, then at this time, it is 7:28, and our next meeting will be June 15th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.
And we had a lot of Christmas too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.